support. We see your story and invite you to write it with us. Your story matters, ABSA.
The headlines. Paramount Chief Mpezeni mourned as geared Zambia calls on non-politicizing of funeral. Attorney General urges Zambians to ride wheels to avoid family legal battles. And in global news, hundreds arrested in France after World Champions League celebrations. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Governance, Elections and Advocacy Research Services Gears Initiative Zambia has called on politicians to refrain from politicizing the death and funeral of His Royal Highness Paramount Chief Mpezeni of the Ngoni people, describing this period as one for mourning, cultural reverence and national reflection. Gears Initiative Zambia Executive Director Patrick Kaumba says the death of the traditional leader marks the end of a historic 44-year reign defined by dignity, wisdom and unwavering service to his chiefdom and the nation. In a statement, Mr. Kaumba noted that for over four decades, Paramount Chief Mpezeni upheld Ngoni customs, unity and development, and that his leadership bridged tradition and modernity, championed peace and fostered respect across all communities in Zambia, acknowledging that the mourning period coincides with political campaign activities. Mr. Kaumba is appealing to politicians across party lines to avoid using the chief's death or funeral for political messaging, rallies or point scoring. He says this is a time for mourning, cultural reverence and national reflection, not political messaging, rallies or point scoring. And the Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ, has joined the Ngoni Royal Establishment, the Ngoni people and the nation in mourning the passing of Paramount Chief Mpezeni. In a statement, CCZ General Secretary Reverend Canon James Perry said that the church thanks God for the late chief's remarkable life of service, leadership and dedication to preserving the rich cultural heritage and unity of the Ngoni people. Reverend Perry has said in a statement that the Paramount Chief's wisdom, humility and commitment to peace left an enduring mark on Zambia and its traditional leadership. Meanwhile, Patriots for Economic Progress President Sean Tembo has paid tribute to Chief Mpezeni, describing his passing as a big shock and a painful reality for the Ngoni people and Zambia at large. In his tribute to the late chief, Mr. Tembo has described Chief Mpezeni as a simple man who, despite the power of his throne, treated commoners with dignity and respect. Attorney General Murilo Kabesha has urged Zambians to right wills, warning that failing to do so often leaves families entangled in costly and prolonged legal disputes after the death of a loved one. Speaking during a legal clinic organized by Chinama Seventh Day Adventist SDA Church in Lusaka today, Mr. Kabesha said Zambia does not lack laws but suffers from low public awareness of legal issues. He notes that many families remain vulnerable simply because they lack a basic legal knowledge, emphasizing that the law is not written for lawyers alone, but is meant for public use when faced with legal disputes. Mr. Kabesha explained that a will serves to protect and manage property for loved ones left behind after one's death, and has encouraged citizens to move away from depending on handouts and instead work hard to leave a lasting legacy for their families. He has also commended the SDA Church for its critical role in addressing societal issues, including those related to the law.
The law was not written for lawyers alone. The law has been written for every citizen. It exists to protect your family, Knowledge of the law is therefore not merely information, it is empowerment. Distinguished guests, allow me to speak about one of the most important acts of responsibility any person can undertake, planning for the future. Many people spend their lives working hard to build homes, businesses, savings, and other assets. Yet, far too many leave this world without leaving clear instructions on how those assets should be managed.
Meanwhile, Chinama SDA Church Pastor Mazuwa Mwanamujende explains that the Lingo Clinic was organized to help church members and the public access free legal services and basic knowledge on legal issues.
We are temporary managers and stewards of God's assets, responsible not just for how we manage money during our lifetime through our tithe and offering, but also how we reduce or manage our assets as God demands us, even from the Bible story of talent. The Legal Clinic is a wonderful initiative rooted in access to justice, but more importantly, like Hosea says in chapter 4 verse 6, where God says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
Police in Lukolo District, Western Province, have arrested a couple after recovering counterfeit Zambian notes amounting to 121,000 kwacha from their residence. Western Province Commissioner of Police, Raya Monga, said the matter was reported to police on Friday, 30th May 2026, following a tip-off that led officers to Boma compound. According to Mr. Hamonga, the suspects, identified as Augustine Chirufya, 27, and his wife Anna Muyembe, 29, both of Boma compound, were found in possession of fake 500 kwacha notes concealed under a mattress in their bedroom. He says a search was conducted at the residence and officers recovered counterfeit money totaling 121,000 kwacha in 500 kwacha denominations. Mr. Hamonga says the two have since been detained in police custody and are expected to appear in court soon to answer charges of being in possession of counterfeit currency contrary to the laws of Zambia. He adds that investigations into the matter are ongoing to establish the source of the counterfeit notes and whether other individuals are involved.
Brief facts of the matter are that on the material day, around 20-20 hours, the officer in charge of the Lukolo police station received information from a businessman identified as Mr. Jaffet Kamishi Kiawe, age 44, who reported that he had intercepted a juvenile attempting to purchase a bottle of Apollo drink using a suspected counterfeit 500 kwacha note. Following the report, police rushed to the scene and interviewed the juvenile, age 12, who disclosed that he had been sent by his uncle, identified as Augustine Chirufya, to buy the drink. The juvenile later led police officers to the suspect's residence, where a search was conducted. During the operation, officers recovered counterfeit notes amounting to 101,000 kwacha concealed under a mattress in the suspect's bedroom. The money was wrapped in a black plastic carrier bag, which had been placed inside another blue plastic carrier bag.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has clarified that it has not banned any political campaign songs, dismissing reports circulating on social media suggesting otherwise. In a statement, IBA Director General Webster Malido said the authority has no jurisdiction to ban songs in Zambia, but is mandated to regulate broadcasting services and guide stations on content aired on their platforms. Mr. Malido explained that the authority has issued guidance to broadcasters on the airing of election-related content, including political campaign songs and advertisements, to ensure compliance with broadcasting standards and regulations. He said the guidance reminds broadcasters to ensure that campaign songs and other political content do not promote hatred, division, or hostility, and do not contain inflammatory or unverified allegations that could undermine peaceful elections. Mr. Malido added that the authority will continue engaging broadcasters on complaints.